Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pass the Ox. This is our Halloween episode. I'm Michael, and I'm here with my co-host, Emily.
Hello.
Are you ready to get spooky?
Yeah, welcome to our Halloween episode. What do you have for us today, Michael?
Today, we've got a whole playlist full of, obviously, Halloween-themed music, because, you know, Halloween's my favorite holiday, and getting in the spirit for tomorrow.
Yeah. Woo! All right, yeah, so this is being, if you're tuning in right now, this is being recorded a little early. So if you're wondering, for us today is October 30th.
Yeah. We're recording this on Friday, but like it's supposed to air on Tuesday, so let's just pretend it's Tuesday for us.
All right, so yeah, did you want to jump in right to the first song?
All right, so coming up we've got This Is Halloween by Marilyn Manson and Hex Girl by the Moon Sisters. Right here on Pass the Ox on Radio Laurier. So yeah, again, that was This Is Halloween by Marilyn Manson, popularized, of course, from Nightmare Before Christmas, and Hex Girl by the Moon Sisters, which was from Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost, which leads me to my question to you, Emily. What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Ooh, See, Halloween, you can always think of, like, classic. I am a big Scooby-Doo fan,
oh, yeah.
But that's, like, a year-round thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, Halloween towns bring me back, make me feel good, but I do like a good scary movie. Are you into horror or more just fun Halloween?
More so, like, the fun Halloween stuff. I'm a bit of a wimp when it comes to horror,
honestly. Oh, okay. Yeah, I watched The Rings the other day, and it was the whole, it's different from The Ring. There's just rings, but it's still in the same universe. You know that grudge-looking girl climbs out of the TV?
Yeah.
That. Yeah. It's terrifying, but I don't know. It's super fun. But yeah, Scooby-Doo is, that song brings me back.
Yeah.
Definitely a big fan. And was still scared of some of the Scooby-Doo movies I watched. Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island was scary. I insisted on watching it repeatedly when I was a kid, and my parents would be like, oh my gosh, you can't sleep by yourself. Please stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Halloween movie? I guess I kind of...
Movies, not so much. For me, it was always, like, TV episodes as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Fairly Odd Parents Halloween special was awesome. And again, this is more of a year-round thing than a Halloween specific, but because it has to do with ghosts, I'm also going to say Danny Phantom, because that show was awesome.
Oh my gosh. It's so good. They need to do reruns of that show. I can never find it.
Like, yeah.
Or, like, have you seen... This is like The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, that episode where they go into the haunted room.
Oh my god.
And like,
yes,
Esteban does the
that.
She's here.
That was amazing.
Oh my gosh. That was really good.
Yeah.
All right.
So now we're going to start up with our next couple songs here. Coming up on Pass the Ox for you, we've got Disturbia by Rihanna and Ghost by Fifi Dobson. Enjoy.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this?
All right, so you had some more modern classics in that bunch.
Yeah.
For sure. I remember I had on my iPod Nano, first iPod / MP3 player I had Disturbia on it, except for some reason the file was like 10 times louder than any other song. So it would be like going, and then it would be like, da-da! Yeah. I'd be like, and you throw off your headphones, and oh god.
Yeah, I remember having file problems with some of my older MP3 players too. Like, before I even got into the whole iPods thing, just one of those like USB ones that you plugged into your computer and downloaded songs on.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, LimeWire was big at the time. So
LimeWire to give your computer like cancer.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, yeah, like half the time the files were like just warnings about piracy and stuff instead of actual songs. And as a kid, I'm just like, what is this? Where's my music? But
this song sucks. Yeah. It's just some guy talking to me about the law. Yeah, so all those songs, I don't know, it makes me think of like middle school, high school, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Curious, how late did you go trick-or-treating? Like, at what age is it appropriate to stop? Because I think I did it in like grade 10. Yeah. I just for fun, which is kind of late, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think I did it quite that late, but I honestly don't remember when I stopped. But I do remember one year I took my niece out. She was like 5 or 6 at the time, and I had a costume that had a mask, and obviously I'm a big guy, so like, I think people were assuming I was older than I was, but I was, like, probably 12, 13-ish, and, like, half the houses we went to, the people were looking at me kind of funny and, like, oh, did you want some candy, too? And it's like, I mean, yeah, that's kind of why I'm here saying trick or treat and holding a bag, duh.
Just like, yeah, they're like, they think you're her, like, father or something here, just like, please.
Yeah, like, no, I'm still young, but you just can't tell because my face is covered.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I remember, I don't know if I did anything to make myself look younger, but we just, like, kept going, and people were probably like, why are you here? Don't you have a party to go to? And you know what? No, I didn't. But there was always that one house. Did you ever have any in your neighborhood that did, like, the full out, they decorated their whole garage or something?
Oh, yes. Like, I remember one year this one neighbor's house, as a kid, it absolutely terrified me every year, and I almost did not want to go there to trick or treat because, like, I remember one year one of them dressed up as Frankenstein and, like, laid on this table in their yard covered by a sheet, and as soon as you walked by, he, like, sat up and started making noise, and it's like, ugh. And then another year they had, like, one of those dry ice machines inside a pumpkin, so it, like, started shooting out dry ice when you got
That's
close.
That's so cool.
And, yeah, it was cool, but at the time it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, being a kid, it's like, why is that happening?
Yeah. Ah! Like, it, looking back on it, it was pretty awesome, but as a kid, it was like, that's the scary house.
Mm-hmm. It's like, no, thank you. Yeah, definitely, the neighbors down the hill, they always, they opened up their whole garage and made a little, like, not quite maze, but you would walk through, they had their tarp set up and, like, creepy blue light, and then the owner of the house, who was actually the dad, like, the father of someone on my brother's hockey team. So it was like, oh, just the neighborhood guy would be at the back, like, all dressed up. You had to reach into the scary bucket that would grab your hand or something. Oh, gosh. It was fun. I appreciate the people who went all out for it.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Like, anybody who goes, like, all out for any holiday is pretty cool by me. Because, like, I'm the type of person who gets very excited about things, so, like, those are my people, you know what I mean?
These are my people.
Like, there's a reason that I picked the day before Halloween as my day to do this Halloween episode, because yeah. I'm stoked about it.
I'm glad. This is, like, we need people who are inspired by the creepiest holiday of the year. All right, what is next on our list?
Okay, so coming up next is a band that you actually put me on to. They're local-ish. I think they're from Waterloo or maybe Guelph.
Mm-hmm.
They're called The Love Goods, and they are a Harry Potter-themed band. So coming up here on Past the Ox, you're going to hear Werewolf and Hogwarts Is My Home. Here we go.
Hey, Miss Lupin.
All right, so that was a local band from Kitchener, The Love Goods. And yeah, they actually sent in their stuff to us here at Radio Laurier, and I was listening, and this is off their EP, The Dirigible Plums. So obviously very Harry Potter inspired. They identify as a wizard rock band.
That's awesome.
And Elsa, who had sent in from the band, who had sent in the music, is also a Laurier alumnus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
That is true. So
That's
I was
awesome.
I was really excited to, I really wanted to play their music, but also because it's such a niche, it's a very specific thing, like it's talking about emo Harry and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like I have a feeling if you didn't introduce them as a Harry Potter themed band, people would just tune into the radio and be like, what is this? So like this was a good avenue to play some of their stuff because it kind of suits the Halloween theme a little bit.
Exactly. So I'm very glad you did this theme because I want to share this, and they're good. Like, they make good music.
Yeah,
it's just like, centered around Harry Potter, which is the best book ever. So
yeah, like especially that song that just finished playing, Hogwarts Is My Home. I was listening to it and it's like, wow, this is actually like a legitimately good song, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
Not that I was surprised, that sounds kind of rude, but you know what I mean? Like, a lot of, like, niche stuff like that, that's about specific things, like, it can kind of be a little, but...
Yeah, like, it's not, like, a parody of itself. It's actually, like, it's music, it's just centered around those topics, so really glad. Again, The Love Goods from Kitchener, just our neighbors right down the road.
Yeah.
All right.
And this also fits in with my Halloween plans this year, actually. Tomorrow / 2 days ago, since, again, we're recording on Friday but airing on Tuesday, is a Harry Potter-themed pub crawl called the Butterbeer Bar Crawl, which I am going to be partaking in, and I will be dressed as Severus Snape. So if you see me walking around, yes, I killed Dumbledore. No, I will not apologize for it.
Yeah.
That might have been a spoiler.
If you haven't understood that Dumbledore kills Snape, by now. You need to dedicate more time.
I think you need to reverse those names.
Dumbledore killed Snape. Dumbledore should have. Snape killed Dumbledore. I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
It's been a long day. Yeah, thoughts on that? Because some people are very torn with Snape as a character. Like, they're like, he's actually just a bad guy. But other people are like, no, he has redeeming qualities. Or, no, he's just doing it because of his creepy obsession with Lily. Like, it's...
Honestly, I'm kind of in the last camp that you just mentioned there. Because, like, yeah, he did do some good stuff. And even the bad stuff was kind of, like, good reason, I guess. But at the same time, if he wasn't, like, creepily obsessed with Lily Potter, none of that would have happened. And he would have just stayed a Death Eater, so...
Yeah. Like, is he really doing good?
Or is he just being, like, an insane stalker, basically?
These are our questions for our listeners. Please let us know what you think of Snape, and that'll be great. All right.
All right, so coming up next on Pass the Ox, we got a couple of songs that, at first glance, may not seem like they fit the Halloween theme, but trust me, I picked them for a reason, and I will explain that after we hear from them. So for now, here are two of my all-time favorite bands, Good Charlotte with The Anthem and The Offspring with The Kids Aren't All Right. Here we go. And we're back.
All right. So those were some interesting picks from Good Charlotte and The Offspring.
Yeah.
What was so spooky about those, or I guess Halloween-y about those for you, Michael?
Yeah, so like I said before we played them, they may not seem like Halloween songs when you first listen to them, but if you really think about it, one of the big things of Halloween is it's supposed to be scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is something that a lot of people in our demographic, like students, early to mid-20s people, find scary? The future, and like finding jobs, integrating into society, all that kind of stuff. Like,
oh gosh.
We've been in school since we were, what, 3 or 4 years old, and... Now we're quickly coming to a time where we leave that behind and have to, like, move on to the next phase of life. And I don't know about you, but speaking for myself, that is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, as a fourth-year student, you know, planning to graduate in April, if all goes well, every time, I love, like, asking people, like, oh, yeah, what do you think you're doing? And if they ask me, I don't have an answer. I'm doing what I'm doing right now, and we'll see what happens. It's scary, but... Man, that got real. It is scary.
Yeah, honestly, like, I hate that question. When anybody asks you, what are you going to do once you're done school? It's like, I honestly have no idea, and I really don't want to think about it, so please don't ask me that again.
Yeah, if anybody out there is listening and wants to hire 2 radio show hosts, we'll be open to inquiries about that. But yeah, no, it's... I find it, in a weird way, I have to treat it as something exciting. Like, you know, you can do anything, you can go off, but yeah, fear of the unknown is permeating.
Yeah, definitely.
As you said, this demographic.
Like, when we're kids, we're scared of the dark, and when we're adults, we're scared of the future. Both of them are just like, you don't know what's out there, you don't know what's coming next, and that, like you just said, it's fear of the unknown.
Yeah. Gee. Anyway, so we're getting real here on Radio Lore. I hope none of you are taken down by that. But we've got some great other tracks to lift your spirits, hopefully. Raise some spirits. Halloween.
Nice one.
Oh, gosh. Okay, what's up next?
All right, so coming up next, we're going to play a couple throwbacks, some classic rock tunes, some of my parents' favorites and some of mine as well. We got Witchy Woman by the Eagles and Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. Here we go. All right, so that was Witchy Woman by the Eagles, followed by Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, very nice. Those are some classics that I'm really into Don't Fear the Reaper, so really glad. And it does have that kind of spooky vibe to it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it made today's playlist cut. But I do have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you find, so Halloween, like, you know, other holidays, Christmas is about giving and, like, family, you know, there's Valentine's Day about loving, or 4th of July, I guess Canada Day, what am I saying? You know, celebrating, yeah. Those kind of things.
And then Thanksgiving is about stuffing your face as much as possible.
Exactly. And football for some reason, I don't know. Yeah. And then, but Halloween is like, it's a weird hybrid. It's like, all right, we're going to give you, like, think of the premise. go around. We're going to give you free candy, okay? Okay, right. But guess what? Tonight is spooky. So, okay, you running with me, free candy, spooky, you're going to dress up because you want to spook whatever's spooking you. Sure. Following along so long. And then you grow up a bit and it's still like, it just gets spookier. You don't get the candy anymore, but now you're expected to be sexy.
Okay, yeah, now that you mention it, like, it is kind of a weird cluster of a bunch of things that do not really seem like they go together.
Exactly. Like, oh, scary, but also sexy, but also you get free stuff. I don't... How did this snowball? What is happening?
Yeah, like, I think, honestly, I'm not a big history buff, but I believe Halloween came from some, like, pagan holiday or something.
Yeah.
That's where you were supposed to, like, wear a mask so some demon or something wouldn't kill you. I could be getting this totally wrong. I'm just going from memory here, but...
This is Radio Laurier folklore here.
Honestly, like, that's kind of where the spooky came from, I guess, but how the other stuff got tacked onto it.
Like, I don't know.
The free candy is probably just the commercialization of every holiday that exists in our capitalist society, but...
Yeah, oh gosh.
Not sure why, like, dressing sexy became a Halloween thing.
Everybody's like, oh, I want to dress up, and it's like, it used to be, like, just scary things. And now it's like, there's, like, really clever costumes, and then just really, like, you just wanted to show off. And you can't wear this other day of the year. Like, they said in Mean Girls, like, Halloween is the one day of the year a girl can dress whatever they want and no one else can say anything about it. And more power to whatever you want to wear and do a lot of things. But if you can tell me how that relates to dead spirits being risen and freeloading, getting free food from strangers, I'd love to know. But more power to you and your inspirational costumes, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you do you. Like... Tomorrow/2 days ago, again, we've got that weird timing thing going on here. I'm going out in the sexiest costume you ever will see, Severus Snape. I mean, have you seen that those glorious locks?
Oh, gosh. It's so greasy. He's just like, that's how he's always described in the books, like a greasy, hooked nose kind of.
Yeah, like I remember seeing this meme on, I think it was Facebook one time, where it's like, book Harry versus movie Harry, book Ron versus movie Ron, and like all these differences and stuff, and then it gets to Snape. Book Snape, Alan Rickman. Movie Snape, Alan Rickman.
he did it. He's all
which,
good.
Like, he nailed it, honestly.
Oh, yeah. But, like, near the last few films, his hair was starting to get, like, a feathered look.
Yeah.
Like, it was getting styled. Mans was moving up in the world.
He finally discovered shampoo when he rejoined Voldemort.
Which
or,
is weird,
sorry, he who must not be named.
Yeah. And that guy doesn't even have hair, so that's a whole other bag of worms. All right, what's next on our playlist here?
Okay, so next we're gonna kind of go back to our Halloween theme, get a little bit spooky, a little bit satanic. Here is Iron Maiden with The Number of the Beast.
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
All right, so that was Iron Maiden with Number of the Beast, a.k.a. the song that you should never play if you're trying to make a case for the against the stereotype that, you know, all heavy metal is satanic and people who listen to it are, like, Satan worshippers and stuff.
Yeah, I expect...
Guys, it's not all like that. This song just fit the theme, okay?
I definitely like the lyrics, 666. Really
spoke to me on a spiritual level.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. So don't worry. Not all heavy metal is in reference to the devil, but it's Halloween. Lighten up. But yeah. All right. So that was a pretty fun show.
Yeah.
What are we thinking? Want everybody to have a safe and happy Halloween, whether you're staying in or going out.
Yeah. Everybody have a spooktacular Halloween and. Think we're going to send it off with the one song that you cannot not play on a Halloween show. So here is Michael Jackson with Thriller. Have a good weekend and, well, I guess this is airing on Tuesday, so have a good Halloween, everybody.